Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
Percy the Puffed Up Pigeon. Percy was a pigeon, and he considered himself to be an excellent pigeon, far better than anyone else. Certainly better than the other pigeons who roosted in the elm trees at the edge of a wood. He'd spend every day giving advice to the other pigeons, whether they wanted it or not, because there was no way any of them had a clue how to do anything. He considered them to be quite dim and didn't quite notice that most of them flapped out of the way if they saw him coming. "He tried to show me how to peck for worms the other day," said Doris Pigeon. It was quite an elderly bird. "I've been pecking for worms longer than he's been alive. Why on earth did he think I wanted his advice?" "Yeah, and I found him giving my fledglings a flying lesson the other day," said Sarah Pigeon. "They've got the hang of flying last week, but oh no, Percy wouldn't believe it. Had to show off and tell them what to do like Captain Obvious." As well as dishing out unwanted advice, Percy was quite the vainest person you'd ever met. He considered his feathers to be far more attractive than anyone else's and would strut in front of the others with his tail fanned out. And then he'd strut the other way, just in case they'd missed seeing it. Then he'd strut past them for a third time, just to be on the safe side. The wood where the pigeons roosted was along the side of a very grand house. It had been deserted for many years and fallen into disrepair. There were missing roof tiles and broken windows, and so it made quite a good roosting place when the weather was cold. This was about to change, however. Builders arrived with noisy diggers, and clattering scaffolding was constructed against the ancient brick walls. Pigeons warily fluttered and flapped to the safety of the trees as it became apparent that the house would once again become a human's home. And what a home it was. After a few weeks, it was like new, or like a very old building with shiny windows and beautiful red front door. A very grand couple moved in, and with them came something very unusual. Or rather, two unusual somethings. Peacocks! Or rather, a peacock and a peahen. The pigeons peered down curiously at these strange birds. They'd never seen anything like it in their lives. Percy peered too, and cooed in amazement the first time the peacock spread his shimmering turquoise tail feathers. "I'll go and introduce myself, I think," said Percy to the others one day. "I might be able to give him some advice. Help him and his hen to settle in." The other pigeons rolled their eyes. But if he was bothering the peacocks, he wouldn't be bothering them. So off he strutted, puffing himself up as much as he could to create a dramatic entrance. The peacock almost didn't notice him as he was preening his beautiful feathers. Percy had to clear his throat a couple of times and then let out a particular loud coo. "Oh, hello there. Can I help you?" he said with a slight sneer. "On the contrary, I'm certain I can help you. You are new to this wood and I'm expert in all local matters. I'd be happy to..." But before he could say anything more, the peacock, whose name was David, interrupted him. "Oh, but I've lived in all sorts of places, from zoos to botanical gardens, and once I even had a home at a stately home where a king used to live. Or perhaps I could advise you on the tastiest things to..." But again, David interrupted him. "I've eaten the finest grains known to man, from French corn harvest to American wheat mixes. My owner even imports a special seed from Marrakesh. Have you ever heard of Marrakesh, I wonder?" Percy had not in fact heard of Marrakesh and was beginning to get a little bit annoyed. He wasn't able to get a full sentence out before the peacock waffled on again. "If you want to know the best places to roost tonight..." "Roost, schmoost," scoffed the peacock. "We have a glided enclosure in the courtyard with fresh straw and a roof to protect us from the rain. I doubt you can come up with a better roost than that." And then the peacock began to laugh at Percy and thrust out his enormous fan of a tail and walked off, still chuckling to himself. Percy flapped back to the woods, peevish and very puffed up, but not in a good way, in a very cross way. Rosie was one of the nicer pigeons, a little bit sorry for him, and flapped over to see what the matter was. That arrogant bird! He couldn't stop boasting about all the places he's lived and all the food he's eaten and how fancy his bedding is. I've never met anyone so annoying in my life. Rosie tried her best to stifle a giggle. After all, she was a nice pigeon, or was trying to be. What's so funny? Said Percy accusingly. You are! Don't you see that all that silly bird did to you is what you do to other people? I don't boast. I pride myself in being the least boastful pigeon in the woods, or probably even the whole country. Rosie raised her eyebrows, or whatever the pigeon equivalent to eyebrows might be. There was a moment of silence, and the penny dropped. Which is a boast, all right? Said Percy slowly. Rosie nodded and patted him kindly on the wing. You do boast a lot. But what would you do without my advice? This wood would grind to a halt without me. I don't think it would. In fact, your advice is rarely asked for and even more rarely wanted. Look, we've all been pigeons for a long time. We really do know how to do basic pigeon things like roost and peck for worms. I have no idea why you think we need to be told. We're not eggs. Percy looked rather forlorn, and whilst he opened his beak, meaning to tell her she was wrong, thought the better of it and trudged off to sulk by himself. The other pigeons were, for a while, quite relieved to have a bit of peace and quiet from the bossy bird. But in time, they sought him out and said they were sorry if they'd hurt his feelings. And what a lot of news they had to tell him. It seemed that if Percy had been a bit annoying, well, the new neighbourhood peacocks were 100 times worse. You should have heard him bragging about travelling from India on a golden ship. He wouldn't stop going on about it, said Rosie. It's all golden this and crystal that, and you wouldn't understand being a little pigeon in a damp old wood. He was jabbering on to me about all the seeds he's eaten, including one from Marrakesh, said Percy. Yeah, he was going on about that one to me. It's all about him, isn't it? He never asks how we are. He's just waiting for a gap in the conversation to start talking about himself again, said Doris, chuckling and clucking to herself. And that pigeon is just as bad. She was trilling on about how much she was worth, that she was from one of the most rare and exclusive breeds of birds on the planet, and that she was the only one of her type. Thank goodness, laughed Sarah Pigeon. One is one too many, if you ask me. Percy began to laugh, along with the others. He was comforted to know that even if he had been a bit annoying, there was someone who was much, much better at being annoying than him. And for once, he didn't mind not being the best.
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.